is the link between Chinese debt and corruption. Apart from just debt per se, what worries us is some project loans. They are very opaquely contracted, and then the contracts themselves are very opaquely procured. And I think there's a small clique of the ruling elite that benefit from these Chinese contracts. And I think China is in a position that it can now influence politics. One other thing we have realized is that those Chinese loans, their terms are more onerous than traditional multilateral lending route. World Bank, African Development Bank, they are very expensive. And secondly, they have come to these terms that allow them to have control of the assets they are building for us. So we need to get worried about the terms of the Chinese loans, especially with regard to the clauses that they call take or pay. Like in this case of the SDR, they brought in the Port Authority and signed a take or pay, meaning that you have to give the SDR enough freight so that they can service the Chinese loan. If you don't, they'll just take the port. So the truth of the matter is that it's a strong case for us to get worried. I think we are headed to the root of more taxes. It is going to have a lot of effects on consumers. Because one, the route of borrowing in the international financial market is narrowing because of what's happening in the interest rate. We were planning to do a Eurobond, but I do not think with interest rates and the way the Fed is behaving, the markets in Europe like it to respond to what's happened in the US Fed. And then the Chinese route is also becoming difficult because there's a lot of public discussion on that front. And I see a lot of pressure to increase domestic borrowing.